Thanks, Sue. Ali is online, so if anybody wants to, have any questions, he will be happy to answer, I believe. He joined. So we have one more domain coordinator walking for this domain. As we presented in our last forum, a survey that we have conducted to select the project, and we also did some brainstorm session regarding the regional single window project. And we have kickstarted that project after the last forum. And so far, we have conducted 30 sessions. Now we have a detailed outline. Initially, we planned to complete this project by August. But over the period, with multiple experts bringing their insights to it, we also find there are new things that we need to cover to achieve the objective that we planned. So now we are requesting to extend it, and we plan to complete this by next forum. We will present in the next forum this project. And as part of our future plans, we have launched last year single window assessment methodology. Ever since, there are multiple countries that who has implemented single window has shown interest. So from our domain, we are actively conducting sessions and sharing with them the benefits of adopting this methodology. Recently, we also presented at a WCO PTC conference, and we have also expressed interest to contribute to their single window compendium, where they will consider our SWAM methodology. We wanted to gather the feedback of this methodology and improve it further, because see, this is just a white paper, and we don't want it to be unused. We want to promote as much as possible and collect the feedback from the countries who are adopting it. And we are in discussion with Africa Alliance as well, where they have this 20 member countries, and we plan to share the SWAM methodology with them, and so that these member countries can do this assessment and give us feedback. We are also in talk with Brazil Single Window. So these are currently ongoing to gather the feedback from the countries who has implemented the single window. Once we have this feedback, we will revise our paper. We will improve our methodology. This is the plan after we complete the regional single window project. That's part of it. And in this process, we also revising the template, single window case studies template, which after 2019, no one is using it. So what we have done is we have plans to revise the template to collect the SWAM related information as well. We will be reaching the countries to collect the case studies of the single window, and we revise that whole repository so that it will be useful to know about the single windows that are implemented in their respective countries. Then again, while doing this project, regional single window paper, right? So we came across that there are some certain things that can help us to consider for the revision of Recommendation 36. Recommendation 36, as we shared in our yesterday's session, it was done in 2017, and at that time we don't have a well-established regional single window. So now, today we have ASEAN single window, Pacific Alliance, and there are some initiatives in Africa as well. So we would like to see whether we need a revision for it, but we do not want to decide within our domain, among our coordinators and lead. We will be we are planning to conduct a survey before the next forum and gather the feedback from implementers of the single window, and also the experts who are contributing actively to our domain. Once we gather this, we will present in next forum, and based on that, we will see whether there is a need for revising this recommendation. Otherwise, we will not touch. So these are our plans for our domain. Thank you very much.